We're just going up to pay the water bill up north here in Gerald's yard.
I'm over at Lowe's on Wade Hampton and Greer. I seem to be in a little noisy spot right here, but anyway, I might drive out of it here in a minute. What are you up to?
Well, you're doing fine. Right there in front of Lowe's, it gets noisy, I think, because of the building. Oh, we're just a few blocks from pulling in to pay the water bill, and then I'll be back. I'm just going to drop this off with the lady at the window, like the drive-thru. Not much, Dave. I've been taking it easy. I'm just sitting out in the swing out back and chicken watching and a few things like that. How you doing?
Pretty good. I played some tennis at 12 and 12 to 1:30, and then I went to Lowe's and the toy store and picked up a few toys, and so now I'm headed home.
Hey, give me just a minute and I'll be back with you. I gotta hand this bill to this lady in 0TR. 0TR mobile.
0TR, KB4CPA. Well, I'm on Wade Hampton westbound passing Tarjay, if you know where that is. Living the dream.
That's a fact, Dave. Well, I can't complain. I'm still not pushing up daisies from the root side. Those pills they give me, they help with the pain in the kidney, but they don't help me with the pain in the, you know, with Bernice over here.
That's one white with the frying pan there. And I don't know if Tom will be able to talk after that.
Dave, how are you doing?
Well, I heard you thought you might have a broken bone in your foot, but they said it wasn't, so are you feeling all right today?
Yeah, ibuprofen are doing fine.
Drugs, that's... When I'm in the hospital, they come in there with a needle or something. I say, I don't know what that is, but make it a double.
I told them that actually once when I knocked my shoulder out of joint and when I was working at the hospital. And the doctor gave me a shot and he said, how's that feel? And I said, give me two. It was out of joint 2 inches, and I got to tell you, that hurt.
My wife had hip replacement, both hips, and, you know, different times. And the second one, it popped out, and the first time it popped out, she got it to pop back in, but the second time, no dice. So, emergency room, of course, you know, she was at the house, and we had to call EMS because, you know, I couldn't get her out of the chair, and so it was on rollers, thank goodness they rolled her out into the living room, and these guys were big dudes, and they picked her up and put her on a, you know, a gurney, and, you know, shot her out the door and in the ambulance and to the hospital. They gave her, let's see, they gave her he said, I'm really not supposed to do this, but he gave her 2 shots of morphine, 5 milligrams. And then they gave her another 5 when she got to the ER, or they call it the ED now. And then she said, couldn't even tell the difference. They might as well have just saved their drugs for somebody else, I guess. They say, I was with a church member one time. He fell 15 feet, broke both legs. One of them was a compound fracture, and they'd given him morphine, you know. And the nurse turned around to me and she said, there is no amount of medicine I can give him that'll, you know, that'll take away the pain. And the EMS people were back. They call it the human spatula. And, you know, he was laying on it. And so they had to get up so they could get the spatula slotted out from under him. And, man, I tell you, it's really ticked me off. I didn't say anything.
I've been through similar situations. They started to pick me up in front of the... I was right out in front of the emergency room door, and I was spreading ice melt. And I didn't have to, but they asked me if I minded, and I said, no, I'll do it. Dumb. Worst decision I made in many years. And they tried two guys on a gurney, and they fell down the black ice. So they got two more guys on the gurney, and they got out to me, and I said, well, you can't put me on that. They said, why not? I said, you need a backboard. So they, all four of them went back in with the gurney so they could walk. I mean, it was black ice. And then they come back out without a backboard, and they just towed me on that gurney and said, we've used them all. So I know. But you know, when they give me that shot of morphine, Dave, you could cut off anything you wanted, arms, legs, you name it. And I probably wouldn't have felt it, man. I mean, it was just instant euphoria. So it don't last too long, I don't think, but I don't really know. They knocked me out to put that back in. But, yeah, that stuff works for a while. But I'm sure there's things that don't work for. There used to be a ham on here. I think his name was Tom. He had to take some kind of medicine. It was more powerful than that, than the opioids. And I don't remember what it was. I think it started with a K or something. But I don't want a part of it if I don't have to. I don't want to be in that much pain, first of all. I got a lot of pain, but nothing like that. No, but the nurse at the doctor's office the other day said, you sure got a high threshold of pain. And I said, why is that? And she said, most guys with that, with stones that big, you know, over an inch and a quarter, see, they'd be laying on the floor screaming. I don't think I got a high threshold of pain, Dave.
And this is KB4CBA. Well, yeah, some people do. You know, it. I don't know. It just depends on what it is, I guess, with me. But you know, they had to when they drew that fluid off my knee, and then they shot some gel, and they shot some back in, and then they shot some cortisone back in. There was a guy that was laying across me, across my legs to hold me down because, I mean, it was excruciating. They gave me nothing for pain, nothing. And I wish they'd given me, you know, Percet or something like that, you know, the amnesia drug. Oh, Lord. I think next time I'll ask for that if I ever had to have fluid drawn off my knee, but anyway. Well, I'm sitting here in the driveway staring at my motorcycle and getting ready to pull in and see if what I got at the toy store fits what I bought it for. We'll see. Only time will tell. So y'all behave yourselves, and I'll talk to you later. N0TRKP4CBA, clear up to yours.
Okay, Dave, nice hearing you. And we just pulled in the drive, so this is N0TR clear also. Have a good day.